I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Southwest Airlines, a very, very, very successful airline. If you've flown it, you understand why. It's no nonsense. It gets it done. However, right now, it's got a problem, and it might not be Southwest's. It might be everyone's. It's the Boeing 737. It's described as older. That's never a good confidence builder when you're flying. But in any event, an incident the other day where a piece of the fuselage, the structure itself, collapsed of a sudden. And why this happened and what's to be done about it, Christopher Drew, reporting for the New York Times, especially on aviation. This started out looking like it could be a simple act of a one-off, but it's growing into an industry threat. Christopher, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. As I understand it, an older 737 doesn't mean that it's not useful anymore. It's throughout the fleet in Southwest, and it's across the country and around the world. These are useful aircraft.
That's true. That's true. But they're not great in numbers. The particular ones that have a problem right now, it's a production run that was only about 175 of the planes out of the thousands of 737s that are out there. Most of the airlines are flying newer ones.
All right. And can we at this point, well, let's describe what happened. There was a crack and a hole opened up in the ceiling of the 737. No one was killed. But the surprise, according to my reading of this story, is that Boeing had expected aluminum skin problems at 60,000 cycles, and this one was at 40,000 cycles. First of all, what is a cycle?
A cycle is a takeoff and a landing, so it's basically one flight. And so with an airplane, it's not so much the age of the plane that measures the wear and tear, but it's how often they take off and land, because they pressurize and depressurize, and you know, just like you know, if you have hardwood floors, you might see in the winter bigger cracks on them than the summer, or that type of thing. The pressure bends the metal.
And so the Boeing people knew that there was always this possibility. Is there something about the construction of these aircraft that make that aluminum skin different from the newer 737s or other kinds of Boeing aircraft?
Well, Boeing says that the newer ones seem to have more bracing and where the rivets tie together the different aluminum plates that make up the skin. They changed the design for the larger, newer 737s made in the last 10 to 15 years, and they haven't had any problems with those yet, and they say they're confident that those are fine. This group of older ones, there had been some problems in the past. Aloha Airlines in 1988 had that horrible incident where a hole opened up in the roof and a flight attendant got sucked out and died. It was a huge controversy and a lot of attention paid in Congress and the industry to the fatigue of metal and the problems you could have. So Boeing made a lot of changes after that. And these planes that people are concerned about now were actually made after that. And one of the changes in this group of planes doesn't seem to have worked as well as Boeing thought it would.
What does Southwest Airlines have to do right now about its fleet? I saw initially that it was grounded. Is that still the case?
Well, they've been what they have to do in other airlines. It's mostly foreign airlines that operate these particular planes. What they have to do is get them inspected. There's an electric current kind of device that can find tiny little cracks that the human eye couldn't see, or that might be covered by the skin. So far, Southwest has checked, you know, most of their 80 planes. They've found five other ones that had little cracks, but they were not big enough to cause a problem. I mean, what's interesting is that all planes apparently are subject to minor cracking just over time as they get older and as they've gone through many of these pressurizations and depressurizations, just because the metal bends and the stresses and forces in different places can be severe. But the aim is through inspections, periodic inspections, to catch any cracking before it can get bigger.
In my reading of this, Chris, it had never occurred to me that airlines are aware of cracking in their the aluminum skin. Is it important for the public to know more about what kind of aircraft they're flying in? To my mind, I'm thinking there have been periods of time over the last 30 years when a particular kind of aircraft will experience problems. I remember this was with an Airbus at one point, and I remember thinking, do I have the freedom to ask what kind of equipment I'm going to fly on? And I think that the airlines did allow that for some time. Is that a consideration here with the older 737s?
Well, I think so. And the problem is, you know, it's hard to tell because there are some of these very same models that were made a little differently. There was just one period in these particular older 737 models, there were basically three different periods of construction with different bracing in around the rivets. And so two of the periods are not affected by this. One is all the ones made between 1993 and 2000. So I know when I make a reservation on Continental's website, it'll tell me, or another airline, it'll tell me the type of plane I'll be on, but it doesn't, you know, there's no way you can get out of the airline how many takeoffs and landings that plane has had, or how old it is, or what year it was built. I think the other important thing to know is that apparently the minor cracks are a lot more common than any of us thought. But the issue here is that if you get multiple small cracks in one area and they're close to the rivets that hold the skin pieces together, that's when you can have a serious problem, and that's what happened on this Southwest plane.
You have a quote from an aviation expert. When you model something, you make assumptions, and if your assumptions are weak, your outcome is compromised. That suggests that Boeing might have too rosy a scenario about all of its fleet, correct?
Well, certainly about this plane, and that's one thing we're doing more reporting on to find out about other planes. They've had some similar problems in different parts of the plane with the 757 planes, which is an older plane as well. And, you know, it tends, both this and the 757 and 737 are the single aisle planes. So, you know, one question we're asking is whether perhaps there's more of a problem with them. You know, don't really have the answers on that yet.
Is this a threat to Southwest? Are they feeling that they can reorganize this and not have to stand down and see a revenue hit? And also, you know, there are always questions these days with the price of fuel going up and the inability to control the economy. Is this a damaging blow to Southwest?
Well, it started out that way, and they were really battered, you know, by all the stories. And people were immediately questioning, did this happen? Because Southwest and other low-cost carriers tend to fly these planes much more intensely than other airlines. I mean, one plane on Southwest might make six round trips a day, whereas on another airline it might only be three or four. But Boeing sort of came to their rescue yesterday. It was interesting. A senior Boeing engineer in a press conference said flat out that it was not Southwest's fault, that Boeing had all its projections and assumptions and design research had suggested that these particular 737s could go through 60,000 takeoff and landing cycles without a problem at these rivet joints where the rivets are, and the Southwest jet only had 40,000 cycles. So he said flat out it was not the way Southwest operated the aircraft.
Christopher Drew reporting for the New York Times on 737s. If you're flying one, ask. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.